history made emphatically. The best regular season ever as the Warriors finish 73-9 and stand alone with the best record in NBA history. And Warriors fans will remember this night forever. A truly remarkable team following a championship with a record for the ages. And in this game, Stephen Curry surpassing 400 three-pointers on the season, another incredible milestone. This team, just incredible at home and on the road this season, and with the win over Memphis, etch 73-9 into NBA history. Here's Stephen Curry in the post game.
I mean, I knew how close I was, so I talked to Coach this morning, and I was telling him the story about, two or three years ago, whenever I broke the record the first time. I was kind of nervous, and it was in Portland. It was our last game of the season, and I needed two threes to break it, and I was kind of nervous because I was forcing it just because I was aware of it. So just tried to have the approach to that tonight coming in. Obviously, we want to win the game and want to keep the flow of our offense and not, you know, break that just to, you know, launch threes. But at a certain point, about 8 minutes in the first quarter, you know, I was able to kind of toe the line a couple times, knock it down, and things started to flow. And I was searching for it at that point just because I had made a couple. So kind of let it come to me and then have some fun with it.
Right side. Steph, over here. Did 400 feel any different than 399 and 401 and 402 coming off your fingers?
Not really. It was just good to see it go in. Clay, actually, it was funny. He, at halftime, right before halftime, I shot those two going into the break and missed them both. And everybody knew that was one away. So he wrote on a bottle. Excuse me. Yeah. He wrote on a bottle. We're sitting next to each other in the locker room. He wrote on a bottle. It said 400 three-pointers, ... And he handed it to me. And I was like, bro, I'm one away. He's like, yeah, I know. I could tell by the way you were shooting those last two. So it was just funny that kind of the awareness of it on the team and especially the fans. And then when I made the first one coming out of hat in the third quarter, it was just a cool moment knowing what that one meant. And just wanted to keep it going.
Steph, we got 73 wins. Could you talk about what's between, you know, Chicago Bulls and the Warriors?
Different. I mean, I don't know. I think obviously the game's evolved a lot, but you know, we have our certain identity of how we play, and you know, obviously shooting at a high level, moving the ball. Everybody has a role, and we have fun doing it. So I don't know specifically, you know, the differences. I know that the one similarity is that we love winning, and we love to compete, and we love to push ourselves, and that's what's pushed us to this opportunity we had tonight. And hopefully we'll continue this weekend once we get the playoffs started. And you know, we need 16 wins. It's nice to be able to focus on that goal specifically now.
Steph, there doesn't seem to be that much satisfaction with this group. It's like you always want more. What is it behind the level of greed, I guess, with you, you know, going up to 400, going up to 73, and just this team collectively? Where's the greed from?
We just know we have a good thing here, and we want to take advantage of it and keep pushing the envelope. That's what we're about. Obviously, coming off a championship year last year, we've shown that we're a better team, and everybody individually has done what they need to do to put ourselves in as a group in a great position going into these playoffs. And you know, we talk about a lot that we are blessed to have, you know, each other to be able to play with every single night. And as long as we stay focused on continuing to get better, continue to do the things that have gotten to this point, then you know, who knows how far we can take this thing. So that's the individual stuff kind of comes out of the collective, you know, focus of winning. And that's been the difference the last 3 years.
Steph, you had 400 threes. You joined the 50, 45, 90 club, averaged 30. Some say this is the greatest season ever. What do you think about when you think back on the season you had, especially, you know, considering how your career started?
I mean, honestly, those are numbers that, I've worked for and tried to elevate my game to that level. That 50-40-90 club, something I've talked about it as a shooter, that's something that I found pretty special. Just over, I played 79 games, and you'd be able to shoot volume and accuracy and all that kind of stuff. That's something that that's why I shoot all the reps that I do and go out and play the way that I do. So that's a pretty cool accomplishment. The other stuff is just, I want to be great. I want to be the best I can be, and I think I've found a way in these last couple of years to just keep getting better and keep, doing little things that you might not see, in the summer and in off days that really help my confidence when I'm out there on the floor, that I can feel like I really can do anything. So that's what I'm about.
Steph, you had a lot of time during that fourth quarter to sit down on the bench and just survey the scene. What did you see, and what emotions were going through you?
It's really hard to put into words. I mean, I remember my rookie year here, and just the difference that last game of the season, just a different feel it was. I had time, and I really did, take a moment. I don't think I was watching the game for about 2 minutes, just sitting thinking about how far we've come, and just the energy that was in the building was unbelievable. So I wanted to just appreciate that. I had kind of snapshots of moments, in Oracle Arena, notably like the playoff series against the Spurs, where I was addressing the crowd after a game six loss, thanking the fans for, all their loyal support and a great journey. But we were headed home after that. So, thinking about, that moment and kind of the difference in, what tonight meant from a regular season record standpoint and for, the outlook of what we're trying to do in the playoffs. So, unbelievably special night, having Draymond, address the crowd and thank him for even that continued support that's propelled us to where we are now. And there's countless things we've accomplished this regular season that hopefully one day, I know we can appreciate 73, but hopefully one day we can appreciate the entire body of work that we've accomplished, and hopefully there's a Larry O'Brien trophy next to us in a month, a couple months.
And here's what Draymond Green had to say afterward.
Just a lot of emotion. It's incredible, to get here and reach this. Like, it's been 20 years since it's been done, and I don't know when it'll be done again, but, just to be the team to break that record, like, that's incredible, man. And it takes so much focus. Every night someone's gunning for you, and so much dedication and commitment to each other. It's not about playing for yourself or playing for stats. It's about playing for each other. And that's how something like this is accomplished. So, man, it's incredible.
Draymond, 17-3 wins. Could you talk about what that means for you?
It means that I'm part of the best team ever. And not many people can say that. 15 guys can say that. And that's It's amazing, and it means a lot to me because I've been vocal about it for a while now, and for these guys to come out and, back me up, says a lot about this team, and a lot about the character of this team. And it's kind of, for them to back me up with going out and saying this so early shows why we're able to do it, though, because we're always trying to look out for each other.
How ready are you guys now for all the questions to go from can you win 73 to how much is this taking out of your tank for the job ahead?
We were going to have to play the games anyway, so may as well try to win them. And at the end of the day, everybody's played 82 games. And, you know, we'll be fine. You know, we're a pretty young group. It's, you know, resting one or two extra days in the season isn't going to decide whether you're tired or not come playoff time, you know. So we'll be fine, but definitely ready for the questions to turn towards the playoffs now. This has been going on for quite a while now, so I'm excited to get the playoffs started. And everybody else, pressure in a sense to start to add up, to equal out the odds.
Draymond, what did you see from the show that Steph put on tonight?
I mean, it was incredible. You know, when you come out, I think he would need, eight threes to get to 400. And he came out not taking bad shots, not gunning. He found him within the floor of the offense. And, you know, when you're talking something like that, usually you're going to come out and miss every three. And for him to come out the way he did was incredible. And it's pretty much sums up the year he's at.
Looking ahead to Houston, this is going to be the first time this group of players has faced the same team that they've already faced in the playoffs before. Does that add anything, that prior history, add anything to you for this series?
I mean, no, not really. Other than we know them pretty well, they know us pretty well. And, you know, it should be a pretty good series. You know, they're a good ball club. Kind of haven't had the year that everybody expected them to have, but at the end of the day, they still have a ton of talent. And so, you know, it's not your typical 1-8 matchup, I'll tell you that. You know, but, you know, we come out, we play our game. You know, we should be fine.
Seems like you were maybe the biggest force in pushing and fighting for getting to 73 for so long. Is there any relief upon finally getting it?
It's definitely relief, you know, just to be finished with it. You know, it's kind of been the question since we got to 14-0, and everybody started looking like, oh, well, this is where 96 Bulls were, 95-96 Bulls. So it's kind of been lingering over the head for that long now. So, I mean, just to get it done is definitely a relief, but not a real stuff star. So got a whole nother task that relief doesn't release until you win a championship.
And we wrap things up with head coach Steve Kerr and his comments in the postgame.
Steve, what's your, your immediate reaction to what took place tonight?
Well, it's a great way to finish off what was an amazing regular season. I just told our guys I'd never in a million years would have guessed that record would ever be broken. I thought it was like DiMaggio's hit streak, really. And I was wrong, but I will say the same thing now that I said 20 years ago. I don't think this would ever be broken. Somebody's got to go 74-8. I don't see it, and I hope our fans aren't expecting that next year. But, mainly I'm just proud and so happy to be a part of it and feel very lucky to be in the position I'm in, coaching these guys. They're great guys. They're fun to be around and to work with Bob Myers and the coaching staff and everybody in the front office. It's a fabulous group of people, and as I said, a lot of fun every single day. So I just feel a lot of gratitude.
Steve, about a week ago, it was when you told us that you did feel some uneasiness about the toll that this was taking and the chase and the talk and all that stuff. Now that you're here, how much of a relief is it on top of the joy?
It is a relief, especially getting through it in full health. You know, we've got all our players available for Saturday's playoff opener, and everybody's in a good spot. And, you know, that was my main concern coming down the stretch. You know, once we secured the one seed, we had, you know, four or five games left, whatever it was. You know, I was really worried about somebody getting hurt. But, you know, you worry about that every year. The difference, of course, was that, you know, we wanted to get this record. The guys wanted it. And so I think last year there were a couple games down the stretch where I played people half the game and didn't play them at all in the second half to protect them. Couldn't do that this year. But no, it's a relief, and now obviously we want to finish off the season in the right way, and it's going to be a lot of work.
Steve, a few days ago you spoke about to your right. A few days ago you spoke about Steph's confidence, but what can you say about his greed? Because the fact that he didn't just want to get the wins total tonight, he wanted to get 400 threes and average 30 points. How greedy is this guy?
Well, what was the guy's name who said greed is good? What was that movie? Wall Street? Gordon Gekko. I didn't necessarily agree with Gordon Gekko on that, but no, in Steph's case, if he's greedy, it helps us. I mean, we want him looking for his shot, attacking all the time, being aggressive, and he had a spectacular night. I thought he actually did a really good job early on of not forcing a three. I think he didn't take one for the first 3 or 4 minutes, and he could have jacked a couple of them, but he really kind of settled into the game, and then as soon as he got one up and hit it, then it was like the floodgates opened up. But he just had one of the most amazing seasons that anybody has ever had in the history of the league.
Steve, after he got number 400, did you feel like you want to take him out immediately and put him in bubble wrap because he was getting bounced around? And also, I know you would hope to maybe start Sunday and you're going to start Saturday. Mm-hmm. How does that affect your planning?
Well, I was aware of the 400, but we wanted to win the game. Obviously, that was the main goal. And so I wasn't going to just take him out. It wasn't time to take him out. But I was glad we didn't have to play him in the fourth quarter, and it all worked out. He played less than 30 minutes and got all of his goals that he wanted. And as far as playing Saturday, same thing happened last year. It's a quick turnaround. I always thought the Sunday time slot was the coveted TV slot, but maybe that's changed because 2 years in a row we're playing Saturday afternoon, so very, very little time to prepare. But obviously the same goes for Houston, and we got to play. So we'll get ready tomorrow. The coaches will gather and get our game plan together, and we won't practice tomorrow. Players will come in and watch film, and then we'll have a good practice Friday and get ready to roll.
Steve, when Steph had that collision and laid on the floor for a second, did your life flash before your eyes?
No, I saw it. I didn't think it was too bad, and I knew he'd bounce up. I didn't think it was too bad.
Steve, how does the wins record this year compare personally to the wins record 20 years ago for you?
Well, it's different. Feels different as a coach than it did as a player. But in terms of the way the respective seasons went, it's almost identical. You know, lose one, get angry, win 10. It's kind of the formula. It's the only way to do it. And, to go through an entire season without losing two in a row, that's never been done before. And it shows the competitive desire of our players. And it was fun to watch. And I'm proud of them for really laying it on the line and really putting themselves out there for 82 games. I mean, it's hard to do. This season is it's long and it's difficult physically and mentally to get through. And our guys, they put themselves out there all year. It was pretty impressive.
It seemed like for a while you were resistant to maybe prioritizing a wins record over a championship. But as you got closer to it, now upon doing it, did your thoughts and feelings on 73 change at all?
Well, I don't think they have to be two separate goals. You know, I mean, obviously, with that Bulls team, we went on and won the championship, and that's the number one goal. But we accomplished both back then, and that's what we're trying to do here. So there was never a case of trying to achieve one at the expense of the other. There was a point maybe a week or two ago where I was worried that we were extending ourselves a little bit too much, but I think it's fantastic that our guys followed it through and got it done and set the record. And no matter what happens, this has been an incredible season. but it obviously takes on a different meaning if we go on and win the title, and that's our focus now.
Steve, for a business story, can you talk a little bit about the team's management style and philosophy and how it led to this point, to this record-breaking point?
Well, I don't think it was the management style and philosophy that led to this point. I think it was just the players, to be honest with you. We have guys who are unselfish and talented, and it's an incredibly gifted group and a deep group. The only thing I would say is we try to empower them and give them a voice, and I think that was effective. It has been effective the last couple of years. The players really own the team. It's their team, and the management and coaches were there to try to guide them, but they're the ones who deserve the credit. They do the work.
And Saturday, the NBA playoffs begin. It's the Houston Rockets in round one, and it all starts right back here at Oracle Arena. With this Warrior Sound Game recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.